It's 7:30 now. This is, it's the third walk of the day, but this is with my dog. So it's just Molly and I. Sarah's at work. Coming home about 20 past 10 tonight, Molly. And,
I'm tired.
Gonna go onto the race course. Molly. So this is an area that's usually a car park. It's a big grassed area. Go. Yeah, it's a big grassed area that you know, you're allowed to walk your dogs on. There's a sign on this gate here that says, if you let your dog foul on this area and don't clean it up, we'll remove the facility, you know, two dog walkers. What have you got in your mouth? Right, gotta go to work, hang on. Okay, we're back. How are the... pointless walk around this, big green area with a bag of dog mess when there's a bin just there. So yeah, it's been all go today. Young Harry was ill at school this morning, really bad tummy. So we got the call just as we arrived at North Allerton for Sarah to go on a training day. So I went back and kind of assessed what was wrong with him. He wasn't well, and I thought, hospital, or constipated, hospital, what should I do? So I give him a glass of milk and a glass of water, and hopefully that would help, you know, move things around. And he lay down on the settee for about 10-15 minutes, and he was fine. I said, just in case, let's you come with your mum and I. So I went back up to North Allerton. By that time, Sarah had finished a meeting that she had for an hour. And we went around to get Murphy, walked Murphy for an hour, dropped him off, went straight across to pick up, or straight down to Borough Bridge to pick up Nala and Jack, walked them for an hour, and we went home very quickly, ironed Sarah's uniform for her whilst she went up and kind of got herself ready for work. And then she dropped me, or Harry and I, off at the school. And the girls came out of school. And we walked home. It's about 2.6 kilometres. Which is just over a mile and a half. 2.4 kilometres is a mile and a half. Hang on.
Hey! Molly!
There's another little springer, I think, over there. That's what she can smell.
Molly!
Yeah, so we walked home.
And then it was... caught up on some business social media stuff. Prepped for a video that... I usually put a YouTube video together every... not for every dog walk, but definitely one a day. Well, one.
Mole!
One every time we go out. What's this? Who's this, Mole? Who's this? No? And then make the kids tea. Had a telephone conversation with a mate of mine. Hello. What's the play? Little dog. I don't know what it was. Oh, now it's raining. It was meant to be raining earlier on. Yeah. Telephone conversation with a friend of mine. Then ironed children's school polo tops. Ensured that Harry got in the shower. Tomorrow is finishing off her homework, and I know what Jess went to sort the washing out. She'd been asked to do that, as in the laundry, the clean laundry, sorted into whose. And that's me out with Molly on the I'll call it the race course, but the race course is here right next to me, but it's just this green area used for car parking. Race courses, it's a big old thing, like. And then you've got the rugby club on the other side, down to my 2 o'clock. They've got the big lights on, so there must be a bit of training tonight. It's Tuesday, yeah. It's training. My brother-in-law plays for Thirsk. Excuse me, Thirsk first team. Put my teeth in to say that. Thirsk first team. So he'll be training tonight. He might come in for a brew afterwards. He and his wife came across for a brew at 9:45 last night. I said to Sarah, it's a bit late, that, like. But it's nice to see them. They live, well, 2 kilometres away. They live on the other side of Thirsk. We live on one side, they live on the other side. But it's only 2 kilometres on foot. So it was nice. It's nice that they could just pop round. It's warmed up, you know. It's the warmest now that it has been all day. There's been a nip in the air today. When we were in North Allerton walking that dog, I was only wearing a t-shirt and I was cold at the end of that walk. Yeah, come on. Molly's running around and I'm just standing here. I'm supposed to be getting my steps in. In other news, what time is it? 8:19. In other news, there's not much really going on. Got a few bookings for the business. May, June, July, August. So we're looking forward to that. Oh, April as well. End of April. We went to a place, Newbie Whisk. And they want us to look after their puppy. As in, visit the puppy. So we're going to do that. They're just going to give us a nod when the puppy arrives. So that's good. But we could do with more dog walking. Because that's what we're here to do. But we've paid for our license to dog board. We had a bit of a tester the other night with those German Shepherds. And doggy daycare is apparently where the money's at. But we'll soon see. So that's the long and short of it. Well, that's it. We'll speak to you again 9.5 minutes in. The photograph of the what do you call it? This audio boo image. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm tired. Is what I'm looking at now. So, race course and rugby club lights in the background. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.